Today's shir is Masechta Bava Metzia, Da Pei Ches. We will begin on Da Pei Zayin, Amud Beis, the last words on the Amud. Amar Rabbi Yanai, Eina Tevel Mischayev B'maisa. Tevel is not Chayev B'maisa. Even if you completely finish processing the produce, At Shira Pnei Bayis. The Midaraisa, there is no Chayev of the Raisa, of Maisa, says Rashi. Even if the product, even if the produce, the grain, has been completely processed until it's brought into the home. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, when the Torah speaks about the Vidui Maiser, that in the fourth year and the seventh year, the Halacha requires that all Maiser be removed from warehouses and be put into the Torah requires that all Maiser be and Truma be distributed as required, and at that point the owner has to say Vidui Maiser, and the wording of the Vidui Maiser is Bi'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. So we see that the Torah speaks about taking the Maiser into the home. The Chasam Sofer says that we're about to learn the Machlokes of Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan. And we learned, as we just said, that we're speaking about all Trumas and Maisris. The Chasam Sofer, however, says that this Pasuk, Gabiata HaKadosh Min HaBayis, was said to regarding Maiser Sheni. And therefore, Chasam Sofer wants to suggest that the Machlokes that we're having in our Shir is only regarding Maiser Sheni. But as I said, most Rishonim and Achronim are of the opinion that we're speaking about all Trumas and Maisris, because the Torah uses the words Bi'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. That means that the Maiser was brought into the home, because had it not yet been brought into the home, it would not be Chayiv in Trumas and Maisris. So we see very much that it depends on the Bayis. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says that Afila Chatzar Kavas, it doesn't have to be brought into the home, even if it was just brought into the Chatzar, that makes it into being fully obligated in Trumas and Maisis. Shenema, as the Pasuk says by Maiser Ani, V'ochlu b'sharecha v'savayu. So Taisus points out that even though we have here the Machloikis of Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan, says Taisus that that Machloikis is only Midaraisa. But Midrabanon, Rabbi Yanai agrees that if the Maiser was brought into the Chatzar, then certainly it's Chayiv and Trumas and Maisris Midrabanon. He even wants to suggest, even if it was put into the proper Kalim where it's supposed to be, that that might be enough that it should be Chayiv and Trumas and Maisris. But ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Nami, Haksiv, what will Rabbi Yochanan do with the Pasuk that says Min HaBayis, which indicates that it has to be in the house to be Chayiv? Amalach, he responds, Dumya the Bayis. The Pasuk doesn't specifically mean ad bayis. What the Pasuk means is it has to have the characteristics of a bayis. Ba bayis ha-mishtamer, a home is a protected area. Af chotza mishtameris. The chotza to be chayiv has to be a chotza mishtameris. If it's not a chotza mishtameris, then it won't be chayiv, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Namei asked the Gemara Haksiv b'sharecha. Isn't that an indication that you don't have to actually bring it into the house? Answers the Gemara, Ahum Boile, Rav Yanai uses that pasuk to teach us another halacha. That yes, it has to be brought into the home to be mechayiv. But more than that, the Ma'ayale Derech Shar, it has to be brought in through the front door. Lafuke, if it was not brought in to the front door, it was brought in Derech Gargus the Kafifis, it was not brought into the front door, then the halacha is it won't be chayiv in Maiser Midaraisa. Masav Rav Chanina Chazar. So as Rav Chanina Chazar, the Torah, with as we've been learning in our shiurim, the Torah gives the worker who's working in the field the right under certain circumstances to eat. And the Torah says, to eat the produce with which he is working. The Torah Gdasha says,
you
you and your worker are the same. What does that mean? Ma nafshcha oichel, when you're eating from produce in the field, the owner goes into his field and is snacking from produce that are found in the field. Potter, there is no chiv meiser. Af nafshcha shapoyel, so to the worker oichel, he eats from the produce he finds in the field, and he's potter from meiser. Holokeach, from here we see that somebody who purchases payers from the Baal HaBayis is chayiv, he would be chayiv b'maaser. So says the Gemara, my love, aren't we referring to here a situation where a customer, the lokeach, is coming to purchase product in the field, the soda, and yet we see that he's chayiv b'maaser. So how are we suggesting, says the Gemara, and this question goes both on Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan, that there is no chiv until it's brought into the chatzor or until it's brought into the house. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hacha, we're speaking here, but Ta'ena Haimedes Begina. We're talking about a fig that is in the garden. However, it's on the branch that's hanging over to the chatzor, according to Rabbi Yochanan. And even so, therefore, it's chayiv b'maaser, because since it's in the chatzur, Rabbi Yochanan says, once it's in the chatzur, it's chayiv b'maaser. And says the Gemara, v'leman da'omer, even according to Rabbi Yana's opinion that we began our shiur with today, that he says that it has to be labayis, that's speaking about similar case where the tree's fruits are hanging into the home. Ask the Gemara, yihachi, if that's the case that we're going to say this Bryce is referring to, so ask the Gemara Baal HaBayis, Nami Nechayev. So then why do we say that only if somebody bought it, why that's when there's a Chayev, the owner also, it's brought into his Chotzer, it's brought into his Bayis, should be Chayev. Yet the Bryce said that he would be not Chayev. Says the Gemara, Lekeach Eina B'mechay. When somebody Baal HaBayis Eina B'tanasai, the owner is not intending to eat it. And until he brings in all of his fruit, it's not considered that a serious act has happened here. Since it's not considered that a serious act has happened here, that's why he's not Chayiv Meiser, even though technically it's in his chatzor or in his home. However, Lekeach, as soon as he buys it, Eina B'mechay, and even though, as the Rosh says, even if he intends to buy all the fruit and he's just some of the fruit, but he's not processing it, he's buying it. And as soon as he buys it, there's a Gemar Malacha here. And since there's a Gemar Malacha, there's a Chiv Truma Meiser as far as the customer is concerned, but that is not the same when we speak about the owner of the field. So the Rishonim asked, the Rabbi Yonai said that Pasuk B'Sherecha, we said, teaches us that not only a meiser, there's no chiv meiser until it comes into the house, but B'Sherecha, that was bias. But he also said that it has to be brought through the front door. So ask the Rishonim, the Gemara just finished explaining that how do we understand that Brisa? That Brisa is speaking about a situation where the fruit is on the branch hanging into the house, hanging into the chatzar. So even though it's hanging into the house, but it didn't come through the front door. And Rabbi Yana says that if it doesn't come through the front door, it's not chayiv. So the Rashba says that we're going to have to explain that not only is the branch hanging into the house, but it's hanging into the house, it's extending into the house through the front door. Very many Rishonim have a difficulty. The Gemara's explanation in itself was somewhat forced. They're speaking about a situation where the fruit are hanging into the house. And now we have to also say not only are they hanging into the house, but they're going through the front door. So the Ravid has a different answer to this question. The Ravid says, where is there a halacha that it's not chayiv b'maaser only until it's brought into the house? And as Rabbi Yana said, not only must it be brought into the house, but it must be brought in through the front door. That's when it's something that grows outdoors. But something that's growing in the house, the example that we just learned, where the branch is extending into the house, there the halacha that it has to go through the front door is not required. The Ritva says that the way to understand the Gemara is that they're hanging by the door. And if it's hanging by the door, that's enough. Says Tosfos, that our Gemara just the Gemara just finished explaining, that we're speaking about a teina that's hanging in to the house or into the chatzar. So many Tosfos and many Rishonim discuss, is there really a chiv of Trumas and Maisris by a teina? And Tosfos says that the only thing that are only fruit and produce that are chayiv in Maisa, a dog and tirish v'yitzah. Dog and is grain, tirish is grapes, wine, v'yitzah is olives. So teina is not chayiv. So Tosfos explains that the Gemara is only using teina as an example, but not that we're actually speaking about teina. And this is consistent with the opinion of Rashi and the Chinuch as well, that only dog and v'tirish v'yitzar are chayiv and truma and maisim midaraisa. The Rambam, however, holds that everything that grows from a tree is chayiv midaraisa and truma and maisris. And according to the Rambam, then our Gemara is very easy to understand because obviously teina grows from a tree. Also, the opinion of the Ravid is that anything from the shivas haminim is chayiv in trumas and maisris. So the teina is certainly one of the shivas haminim. So according to the Ravid, the Gemara would also be much easier understood. Ask the Gemara, so we're saying that the Braisa taught us that if somebody purchased the produce, even if he the produce, he's chayiv and trumas and maisris. But ask the Gemara, v'lekeach midaraisa v'mechayiv, is somebody chayiv in trumas and maisris if he's only somebody who purchased it? Ask the Gemara, v'tanya, have we not learned in a braisa, neimach chorvo chenuyos shabay sinoi? There was a place called the mall of Beis Chinoi was destroyed. Why was it destroyed? Shol Sharm Kodim Shlaim, 3 years before Yerushalayim was destroyed, Neshemidu Devrei Mal Devrei Torah. What Chazal said was Asur, they said was Mutter. Shaya Omrim, they would say the Pasuk says, Asur to Asur, as called Vo Zarecha, Hayotzi Asada, Shana Shana, Vachalt of Ne Hashem Alkech, Mokmash Yifcha, Lashakin Shmai Sham, Asur to Asur. He says that they explain that the Torah puts the words asa to aser next to v'chalta, that only the chiyav meiser is only in the owner of the produce. V'loy meicher, not if it's sold to someone else. Tvua zaracha, and not if somebody lekeach, if somebody buys it. So they disregarded what the chachamim said, and they said that buyers aren't chayiv. So, Rashi explains, Shemidu Devrayim, Kloima Mash Osum Devri Chachamim, what the Rabbanan said were Osur, Motzloi Heter Bedivri Torah. So, the Shayos Achuvis Devri Yosef asked the obvious question. Throughout Halacha, we often speak about the Rabbanans. Whenever we speak about the Rabbanans, the definition of a Rabbanan is something which is mutter midaraisa and osur min haTorah. So why would this be any different? So he answers based on a famous Taz. The Taz says that we know that the halacha is that we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos, because we're concerned shemi yavarena dal adam b'shus rabim. Somebody may come to carry the shofar, the Megillah, for in Rishus Rabbim. So the question is, so why do we make a bris milah on Shabbos? So says the Taz, that something that the Torah says explicitly, and the Chazal Darshan for Yom Hashmini Yuma B'Sar Losai Fil B'Shabbos, yes, the Rabbanan have a right and often exercise that right to say something should be Osir. But the Chachamim do not have a right to say that something that the Torah explicitly says is mutter should be usur. And he explains that's exactly what happened here. They said that the Torah explicitly meant to say that somebody should not be chayiv for trumas and maestris, that somebody should not be chayiv for trumas and maestris when you bought it. And the Rechamim said that the Torah did not mean that it has to be that way. And that was the basis of the machloikus. So here we just learned the halacha of tvuas arecha v'loi lekuach. We also know that the chiyuv of trumas and maestris is not there until there's a gemar malacha, until there's meruach, which means the final processing. Until then, one could eat tevel, and could eat tevel medraisa, and even medrabanan could eat it achilas roi. He could use it for a snack. That so now the gemara says that the halacha is that of trumas and maestris medraisa only apply to the original owner. Says Rebbeinu Tam, Tosfos in the very maskil tvuas, quotes the opinion of Rebbeinu Tam, that if somebody buys unprocessed grain and he performs the miruach himself, then he will have a chiyuv deraisa to take off trumas and maestros. Rebbeinu Tam saying that when the Gemara says here, v'lo lekuach, it's only if somebody bought it after the produce after miruach. But if he bought it before miruach, then even though he's a lekeach, he would be chayiv in trumas and maestros. Tosfos says that if Reuven sold processed grain to Shimon, so Shimon, as we just learned, is not mechuyev in trumas and maestros medaraisa. And then, so Reuven sold his processed grain to Shimon, and then Reuven buys back that grain from Shimon. Reuven will be mechuyev medaraisa to take off maisa, even though Shimon was not, because Shimon bought it after the meruach. But since now it's back by Reuven, who was the original owner, again, it's considered tvuas zarecha, and he's mechuyev to take off maisa medaraisa. So according to Tosfos, what we see, it's not the point of buying and selling. Rather, the Torah means to say that the person who does the meruach, that's where the chiyev trumas chiyev maisa comes. And therefore, if I purchased it after the meruach, there wouldn't be a chiyuv of trumas and maestros. And therefore, according to Tosfos, the halacha would be that if I am a guest by somebody, I could eat trumas. I could eat something which then take trumas and maestros removed from it, because the Torah said only if I did the meruach. The Rashba disagrees. And the Rashba says that if I'm a guest in someone else's home, I can't eat produce from which maisa wasn't removed, even though it doesn't belong to me, since it's only a din in selling, that if it was sold, says the Rashba, then I don't have to take off trumas and maisras. But if I'm eating somebody else's produce and he had to take off maisa, then I have to take off maisa as well, even though I never processed it. The Rambam says that the exemption of tvuas arecha applies to grain that was processed with the intent to sell. However, grain that was processed for personal use, he says it's mechuyev in maaser. Even if the owner changes his mind and decides to sell the grain, once he processed it for his own personal use, he's chayiv in maaser. On the other hand, let's say, according to the Rambam, we have grain that was processed to be sold, and then the owner changes his mind and decides to eat it himself, he would be potter from maisa. Because according to the Rambam, the chiv is dependent on what was the intention of the owner at the time of miruach. If at the time of miruach his intention was to keep it for himself, then the halacha will be that it's mechuyev b'maisa. And if it was not his intention at that time, it would not be chayiv in Trumas and Maisers. So back to our question. The Braisa said that if somebody bought produce from the owner in the field, yes, we explained that what that meant was with the tree extending into the house or into the chotzer, but he would be chayiv and Maisers. But we're learning now that there is no chayiv Maisers by somebody who buys it. Ella, says the Gemara, we go back. The halach is midrabonim. The halach is the halach that you're not chayiv the meiser is only midrabonim. But the kraw and the pasuk that said kenafshecha, which seems to say that the worker is the same as the owner, asmacht ba'alma. The chamim use that pasuk. Ella, so if we're saying that the pasuk of nafshecha is not to be used to exclude a worker, it's only in a smachta, because a worker is. So when the Braisa said that, when we said ma nafshecha oichel potter, af nafshe shapoil oichel potter, that we don't need the pasuk, we don't that pasuk is only in a smachta. So kenafshecha my asa. What do I use that pasuk for? Says ma lechetanyim lekenafshecha ma nafshecha. Just like the owner, imchasamta, if you hold yourself back from eating what's in your field, potter, you're not obligated to eat that produce. Af poil imchasamta, if you hold them back from eating the produce in the field, then the halach will be that you're a potter, that you won't get malchus. And even though the Torah says that you're not allowed to muzzle an animal when it's working on the field, the halacha is that a person, that this din is not applicable by people. Asked Mazutra. Again, a question on Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan that we began our shiur with today. We began our shiur with today with Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan. At what point is there a chiv of Maisr? But we just learned, we discussed the halacha, if I sold something, the Taisus' point, if I sold the Maisr and then I bought it back, since I was the original owner, I'm chayiv. So it's an interesting shayl that the Shalos HaTshuvos B'Tzeil HaChachma discusses. If somebody wanted to fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, and he wrote that Sefer Torah, and then he had to sell that Sefer Torah, and then he buys it back. Since the Ramah in Yerideya, Simon Ayin Reish, Sif Aleph Paskins, that if somebody just buys a ready-made Sefer Torah, he's not yoytz the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, what would be the halacha if I wrote the Sefer Torah, or I had the Sefer Torah written for myself, and then I sold it and then buy it back, am I fulfilling the mitzvah or not? So he wants to use the Taisus that we just learned as a raya, that when I sold produce, I had produce, this is according to Taisus Pshat, I was chayiv in Maiser, because the meruach, the final processing, was by me. Then I sold it, and then I bought it back. So Taisus says, once I buy it back, I revert back to my original position. So here too, suggests the Shas HaTshuvos B'Tzeil HaChachma, if I buy back the Sefer Torah, I revert back to my original place, and I'm going to have been fulfilled the mitzvah. I will have been fulfilled the mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. So again, ask the Gemara Masa of Zitra, Eizer Garnon, at what point are the produce considered finished that there's a chiv maisa, lemaisris? At what point are a chayiv maisa, says the Gemara, and the Rishonim point out that the word goyren means to be taken to the warehouse. Certain produce are only chayiv once they're taken to the warehouse. Not everything has that halacha. So it's a borrowed wording. B'kshuim u'b'deluim, by cucumbers and pumpkins, mishif gesu, that as soon as the blossoms taken off, Omer Avasi, there's a piece that's on the top, mishenitel pikushulhem, the blossom that grows on top of that vegetable, that's when it's chayiv b'maaser. My love. So again, ask the Gemara, when does that typically occur. It typically occurs outdoors in the field. But we're learning there's no chiv trumaisris. Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan both said that there's no chiv trumaisr until it's brought into the chatz or into the house. And says the Gemara loy. What it meant is that the blossom fell off in the house. And the Mishnah is teaching us that even if they were brought into the house or they were brought into the chatzar, but the blossom was not taken off, then the halacha is that there won't be a chiyuv trumas ha'maisrus until that blossom falls off. Yachi, says the Gemara, if that's the way to understand that halacha, mishiyuv kesu means from when the blossom comes off. What it should have said was ad shiyuv kesu labayis. You brought it in, but still not mechuyev until it comes off. Answers the Gemara. Itana, if the Braisa would have used those wording, ad shivkasu avamina, ad the gamel p'ksayu, until all of the blossom has fell off. Kamashmalan, that's why the Braisa used this wording to teach us that the chami askle p'ksayu, for when they begin to fall off, there's already chiyev trumas ha'maisrus. Ask the Gemara another question. Garnai, the time that fruits are chayv and trumas ha'maisus l'maisa, l'chayva m'shem tegma, m'shem migma melachton. It has to be completely processed. Ve'zigma melachton. What is considered as completely processed? Melachas hachnasosan. You started gathering them. Ma'ilav. So suggest the Gemara, what does gathering them to mean? Hachnasoson, afil besadi, even if you gather them in the field. But Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan taught us that they have to be gathered in the house. Says the Gemara, loy. What hachnasoson means is hachnasoson labayis, the zag gemar melachdan, when they're brought into the house. Bibay seima, ki kama Rabbi Yana, when did Rabbi Yana say that it's only chayiv once they're brought into the house? He was speaking about zeisim v'anovim. He was speaking about olives and grapes, the lav negarininu, that they're not put into a warehouse first. Aval chitin v'sairin, but when we speak about wheat or barley, garin behedik sebe, the Torah says explicitly that they're not chayiv until you make a garin out of it. So we see from here, again, a subject that we discussed earlier, that it seems that the chiv of trumas ha'maisrus is not on grapes and olives, is not when they're made into olive, into oil or into wine, Tori Evans says. From here it seems to learn that even grapes and olives, even if they have not yet been made into oil or to wine, are chayiv and trumas ha'maisrus. So here we're learning, a big part of today's shiur has been the gemar melacha, that until the produce is completely processed, the halacha is that there's no chiv trumas ha'maisrus. And the Rishonim explained that the basis for this halacha, that you have to have gemar melacha, is that a person doesn't really look at what he has as finished and obligated as it's really his until he has had gemar melacha. Now, I saw that the Paiskim discuss an interesting question. Nowadays, typically when we speak about gemar melacha, it means smoothing out the top. And the question is, how do we look at something that's done by machine? If something's done by machine, miruach typically means that the person who gathered this together smooth out the top of whatever he gathered, and that's the miruach. But bizman hazeh, everything is done by machinery. What is that? How does the halacha look at that? Does the halacha look at that as miruach or not? So I saw that the Paiskim say that if as we just finished explaining, the point of miruach is to show that this is something that is complete. Once it's here to show that it's complete, then I'm saying once I finished whatever processing is necessary, it's complete. That's mechuyev and trumas ha'maisrus. It seems to indicate that even if the final processing was done by machinery, it would be chayiv in trumas and maisers. We learned in our previous year that a worker could work is entitled to eat produce that's attached to the ground. And then we spoke about, could he eat from something that's not attached anymore? Says the Gemara, Ashkon Adam Mechubur. We know that a person can eat from produce that's connected to the ground. Shor, and the shor is an animal is entitled to eat betolosh, because the Torah says, Loisach from shor bedishoy, when the animal is threshing the food, he may not muzzle it. And threshing is done after the food, the produce is no longer connected to the ground. But ask the Gemara, Odom betolosh menolam. How do we know that a person is even entitled to eat from produce which is detached from the ground? It says the Gemara, Kal v'chaymer m'sho. We make the following Kal v'chaymer. Umasha she'en oichel b'mechubur. The Torah spoke about loisach sim shor b'disha, that the Torah spoke about only when it's detached. So the Torah says that the animal eats oichel b'talosh. Odom she'oichel b'mechubur. So the person that's entitled to eat with what something attached, and it didn't she'oichel b'talosh. Says the Gemara, how could you compare a person to an animal? If somebody muzzles the animal, he's chayiv alav deraisa. Time by Adam, whereas when we speak about a person, shiat mitzvah al chasim asoy, there is no such halacha. Ask the Gemara, but maybe the Adam mitzvah chasim asoy, maybe there should be an iser to muzzle a person because he should make the following kavachayim mishar. If we speak about an animal who we don't have the mitzvah of, then we have to do whatever is necessary to help our brother, our fellow Jew, survive and live. So by animal, there is no such halacha. Still, if by an animal where there is no halacha of lach yosai, but we're learning at the mitzvah, so we may not muzzle it, Adam shatam mitzvah lach yosai, so a person which regarding whom the Torah says v'chayu chichi imach, and it didn't shatam mitzvah al chsimasoi. Certainly, the halach ought to be that you may not muzzle him. Answers the Gemara. The pasuk says, "Amakra." We quoted this pasuk earlier in our shir. Ki sava b'kerem reyachav achalta novin k'nafshcha savecha. We learn k'nafshcha, k'nafshcha k'nafsh shapoil. The owner, the employer, and the employee are equated to each other. Man nafshoi. If you muzzle yourself, so of course you would be potter. Af poil, so too by your worker, im chasamte potter. So ask the Gemara if that's the case, and we can't learn the halacha of a person from an animal. Because by an animal, there's a halacha of leisachsim. And by a person, there is none. So ask the Gemara, we're back to our original question. Adam, betalosh, menolon. So before we go further, the Mishnah Melech asks, the Gemara wanted to say that if there's an iser chasima by an animal, there should also be an issa chasima by a person. So ask the Mishnah Melech that there's a rule throughout Shas that ain't onshim min adin. We can't use a kavachomer to establish a din. So how does the Gemara want to establish by learning a kavachomer from an animal to a person that there's a din of loisachsim by people? So he answers that where there's already a mitzvah to say, then we can learn a lav. And he's saying that we're only trying to learn a lav. But a mitzvah to say there is, then there's no rule of ein onshim min adin. But again, ask the Gemara, oh, the betolosh menolon, amakra. The pasuk says, the pasuk that we worked with in our previous year, the pasuk says, ki sab v'keres reyecha, v'ketaf de melil s'biyot v'chem shloy son of akemes reyecha. The pasuk uses the word kama shtamish dey penyim, imeine inyal adam, b'mechubur. If we don't need it to teach us that a person may eat whatever is connected to the ground, teneu inyan adam b'tolosh, the person could even eat what's disconnected. Ravas mi'amar, how do we know that a person could eat what's detached? Adam b'tolosh le'tzer kro. For that, I don't even need a pasuk. The ksib, because the pasuk says, ki sova b'kerem re'echa, mi'lai eskinen. The Torah is speaking about any employee that was hired to work in the field. And isn't it referring even to an employee, shesachrav lekatef, that was hired to transport the detached produce? And yet the Torah tells him, leichel, amrachman aleichel. So here we see that an employee is not only entitled to eat from produce that's connected to the ground, he's entitled to eat from what's not connected either. Also, v'shar b'v'chum b'mnolan, now the Torah says, leisach from shar b'dishoy. And as we said earlier, dishoy refers to produce which is disconnected. So ask the Gemara, so that we know we may not muzzle the animal, we have to let the animal eat produce which is detached from the ground. So ask the Gemara, how do we know that so too is the halacha by produce that's attached to the ground, we may not muzzle the animal from eating it? Says the Gemara, kavachayim ma'adam. It says the Gemara, ma'adam she'eno oich betolish. The Torah never said explicitly that a person is allowed to eat what's detached from the ground. But the Torah does say, oich b'mechubar, he eats from what's attached to the ground, shor, which the Torah says explicitly, oich betolish may eat from what's detached from the ground, and it did, shorich b'mechubar. Says the Gemara, how can we learn the halacha of a shor from an adam? Malo adam sheken atam etzuvah lach yosei. There's a din of a chayo chichimach when we speak about people. Taima b'shor sheyatam etzuvah lach yosei. We don't have such a rule by animals. So how can we learn the halacha of an animal from the halacha of a person? But ask the Gemara, maybe, v'yishom etzuvah lach yosei. Maybe the halacha ought to be that you have an obligation to help your animal survive, because we should make the following kavachimer. If we speak about a person, we were not prohibited from muzzling him. Still, so shor shatam etzuv al chasimosoi, an animal that may not even muzzle, ain adin shatam etzuv al chasimosoi. I'm a craw. Says the Gemara, there is no way to say, there is no point to say that there's a chiyuv of helping a person, an animal, survive, because the pasuk says v'chayochichamach. So if that's the case, we come back to our original question. From where do we know that an animal eats from produce which is connected to the ground? So we go back to the pasuk. The Torah uses the word re'echa twice. If it's not there to teach us that a person's allowed, only to teach us that a person's allowed to eat what's connected to the ground, could that we already learn from the first Reyecha? Tanei Inyun, that Shabbat Mechubah. Says the Gemara, Ravina Amar, Ravina has a whole new approach. He says, Lo Adam Betalash Lo Shabbat Mechubah Tzrichi Kroi. We don't need Pesukim to teach us that a person's entitled to eat what's detached, nor to teach us that an animal is entitled to eat what's attached. Tiksiv, the Torah says, "Leisach from shor b'dishoy, michti, kol mi the inus v'chsine." Everybody every animal is included that it may not be muzzled, because just like by Shabbos, yapin shor shor b'Shabbos, just like the Torah when it speaks about animals not being permitted to work on Shabbos, the Torah Shkodosh says, "Leisach kol malacha ato v'intcha v'itecha v'avtech v'amoscha v'shorcha v'kamorcha v'chob etecha." Once the Torah says a korban techa, all animals are included. Why does the Torah single out the shor? So the Torah is teaching us that whenever the Torah uses the word shor, it means all animals. So imkain, so we know that everything is included. So it should be enough that the Torah should say leisichta leisodish bechsima shor dekas rachmana lamali. Why did the Torah single out and write the word shor? Lekushe chaisem lenechsem, to compare the person who's doing the muzzling, the human being, to the animal that's being muzzled. And on the other hand, to compare the nechsam, the thing that's being muzzled, to the choysim, to the one that's muzzling. Ma choysim, when the person is muzzling. Oicha, the halacha is, when we speak about a person muzzling his working. Oicha b'mechubar, the halacha is, that he's allowed, that the Torah says explicitly, he's allowed to eat what's connected to the ground. Af nechsem, the animal also eats what's connected to the ground. Or ma nechsem oich batolish, the Torah says explicitly that the animal eats what's detached. From here we learn that the choysim, the human being, also oich batolish. Our Gemara spoke about a lekeach. that somebody who buys produce, the halacha is not chayiv in trumas and maisras. The question that is asked, that many poskim discuss, is if I invite a guest and I serve him a meal, what is the halacha? How does the halacha view the food that I give him? Because here we're learning that the Torah says, "As to as the kol tvuz arecha, v'lo lekuach." Yes, but the Rabbanan is chayiv. So the Rashba explains that how will we look at this person who is a guest in my home? Will he be chayiv and taking off trumas and maisras because he's considered an extension of me? Or will he be considered a lekuach and he won't be chayiv in trumas and maisras? He says the Ramah, and even as a simon chavches sif yud zayin, that if somebody serves a guest food, the halacha is that he's considered a lekuach. It's considered as if he bought it. And maybe indeed, according to Ramah, he would not be chayiv and trumas and maisras. And if that's the case, therefore says the Ramah, he can use that produce that I invite him to eat to be mekadosh and isha, because it's considered his. And as we know, what happens under the chuppah is that the Masad Kedushin asks the chassan, is this ring yours? This food is his. But there's a question. The Taz asks a question. The Gemara Masad Techulin Daf Tzadik Dalar Amar Aleph teaches us that a guest may not offer some of the portion that he received to any of the family members of his host. But if it's considered his, so in my food, I could give it to anyone I want. So why would the halacha be that I can't serve it to the guests? So the Gra explains that the way to understand that Gemara Masechta Chulin Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph is in a different approach altogether. Because the Gemara over there says that there was somebody who was a guest in somebody's house, and there was a child in the house, and they served eggs to the guest. Obviously, the host did not have enough eggs or could not afford eggs, but the child wanted an egg, and the guest served that egg to the child of the host. When the host saw what happened, he hit his child to the degree that the child passed away. When the mother saw what happened, she went up to the roof and she jumped off. And when the father saw what happened, he also committed suicide. So says the Gra, it's not that there's a halacha, that I, the guest, don't become the owner of the food. I become the owner of the food. There's a new halacha because of that story that's related in the Gemara Masechta Chulin, that you're not allowed to give food to the children, to the family members of your host, because of that terrible story. The Behetif makes the following distinction. He says there's a difference if there's a serving plate or I get a portion served to me. He says a serving plate, the food is not mine. But food that's on my personal portion is considered mine and I could use to be Mekadosh and Isha. Says the so, and that will be relevant to another question, and that is to two more questions. The question is, if somebody comes to a party, is he allowed to take food home? So it seems that according to the Ramah, and certainly if we follow the opinion of the Behetif, if he's being served a portion, and you come to a party and you serve the portion, but you don't want to eat it for whatever reason, the halacha would be allowed to take it home, certainly according to the Behetif. But says Rav Ozner, that would only be regarding the food that you served. That the Ramah says that the food that you served becomes yours. But what about flowers? The flowers were certainly never meant to be given to you. And therefore, says Rav Ozner, in Shevet Alevi Chelik Dal Tzim Kuf Chav Zayin, that you may not. This question is also relevant to a famous discussion of the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says that that we know that the Torah says, v'lokachtem lochem, that to able to fulfill the mitzvah of dalaminim, we have to have lochem, that the dalaminim belong to the person who wants to use those dalaminim. So now the question is, says the Sfas Emes, the same halacha is regarding matzah, that the matzah that you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah by the Seder has to belong to you. So says the Sfas Emes, if you're a guest in someone's home, the right thing to do is give ownership of the matzah to your guest. But according to the Ramah, it may not be necessary to do so, because the Ramah says that anything that you served automatically becomes yours. But the Sfas Emes says that because the mitzvah of matzah is a mitzvah deraisa, and the chiv of lechem, so therefore says the Ramah, the right thing to do would be to make sure that your guests own it. And Ramosha Sternberg also agrees, we have once a year, twice a year, the opportunity to do this mitzvah, make sure to do it right. But if you didn't do it, based on the shiur that we just learned, Ramah, it's considered yours as soon as you serve the matzah, and you certainly would mekayim the mitzvah without any question.